Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Silver, NFL Network reporter, joins us, and he has some interesting things in the works that you guys are going to get a chance to see
right
over
on
the weekend.
Thank you for teeing me up. I went to Jared Goff's house last week. Wonderful young man. I've known him a long time. First time I met him, Cal had just lost to Stanford his sophomore year. I don't handle that well. And I was not in a great state. I was pretty upset. I was with family and college friends, age inappropriately partying, and I was decomposing in front of him. And he was so cool and chill, and I was like, wow, he's way better at handling defeat than I am. So he really has been almost impervious to pressure, and I had a great conversation with him. It'll be on game day morning, Sunday, 1:25 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
And I have a piece up on NFL.com all about him.
It's cool because, you know, other than what we saw in Hard Knocks, and that was so tough because as a rookie, you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed trying to figure out what's going on, and working for Jeff Fisher doesn't help either. So really a personable guy? I mean, does he keep it dialed in? That sort of that California vibe from an East Coast perspective.
The best thing about him is he doesn't get amped up when things are good or bad. So when the Rams were 9-0 and people were talking, are they going undefeated? He was really even keel. And similarly, when they had that three-game stretch, you know, they lost two to the Bears and Eagles and played bad against Detroit, he wasn't freaking out. Now, he admitted to me on camera, which you'll see, he actually was stressed on the inside in New Orleans.
Right.
When it was 13-0, he couldn't really hear, and they had to convert a fake punt to get down the field.
Right.
But he didn't show it to his teammates, and that's important. He keeps his cool when all hell is breaking loose. That is his defining quality.
Mike Silver on set with us guys here on Dukes and Bell. Also, follow us on Twitter, as we'll tell you. Mike Silver's there as well at Mike Silver.
Mm-hmm.
The show is Dukes and Bell. Mike is at Mike Bell ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. Guys, you can get at us many ways, including Instagram and Facebook, like our show. Mike Silver, as we talk about this game, and certainly, you know, you mentioned Jared Goff, and this is his first experience. The guy on the other side, it's like he's waking up out of bed, you know,
right,
stretching and going, oh, I'm going to this familiar place, which is crazy.
It's crazy. I covered his first one back when I worked for Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to SI Vault, you can see the story. At the end, he asked Belichick at the victory party, hey, coach, they told me I could go to Disney World, but I'd have to not get on the plane, and I'd have to fly back separately. Is that okay? And Belichick says to him, yeah, of course. How many times do you win the Super Bowl? Apparently the answer is many.
Wow.
I mean,
that's great.
And what's cool is that it's not like the way they looked in November, December, I'd be like, wow, Brady's going to the Super Bowl again. Shoot me. I'm sick of it.
Right.
But what he did against the Chargers and the Chiefs was so ruthless, high-level Brady. Like, it's insane because he's 41. There's no quarterback that's been close to this at this age.
Look, I'm over the hate. There's so many guys out there that still want to get into the cheating. We have like a little kid in Indiana won a science fair proving that Brady cheats by throwing deflated football. So that thing, I'm so over it because when you're
if the kid could find the phone though,
that's the thing.
Well, look, that would be hot.
I mean, pushing the margins, pushing the boundaries. That's part of competition. I mean, come on. Mike Silver's with us here, guys, from NFL Network.
I don't know if I'm gonna let that one go. Do we have to do this?
Well, here's the thing: the Rams walkthrough, right? You know, all the things that have been brought up over the years. The bunch of Patriots fans infiltrated Midtown last night. We were down at Fido, our neighborhood bar, and they were replaying the Super Bowl down in New Orleans after 9/11. Rams are kicking and fumbling that ball all over the place in that game. I forgot about how bad they were with the turnovers.
If you did, I'm not going to talk about Matt Walsh specifically because apparently that didn't happen, but if you did go into a walkthrough, you wouldn't need a video camera, at least if you were smarter about football than I am. Right. If you understand football and you go to a walkthrough, it's basically, here is our plays situationally, but in slow motion. Right. So if you're a Ram, and I know Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk, and I've worked with many of them, I covered them. If you believe that they knew that that play was coming, that Ty Law jumped and took to the house, right, which basically decided the game, it would have helped a lot because they did run that in their walkthrough in slow motion. Hmm. I'm not saying that happened. On deflated balls, I think that was shady as heck. I'm glad they got punished. Naturally, the NFL turned what could have been a semi-legit investigation into a complete fiasco where they edited the report.
Right. Well, they destroyed the evidence, Mike. They destroyed the evidence
on
the walkthrough.
People, right.
The videotapes of Carl, that's something we've talked about. I'd love to see what was
where's
out
the
there,
tape?
And we're never
going to
know.
Tape?
Then I could be more.
Where's
I,
the tape?
Right.
Where's the tape? Where's the porn that was on the wall for 20 minutes at the Browns facility, according to Seth Wickersham of ESPN.com?
Yeah.
Where's the 20
You're
minutes
right.
of porn?
You're right. Where's
at the
that?
Workplace? And by the way, 20 minutes?
That's a lot of stuff.
Usually, I got to say, if I happen to browse at it, I don't need 20 minutes of viewing.
Yeah. Well, especially the acronym for Dog Pound. That's a lot of heavy stuff going on right
I
there.
I saw that. Hashtag DP. Hey, hashtag DPAL coming soon. We'll be right there with the hey man. It's gonna be about 8.6%.
You know
it's
what?
A double IPA.
We have
DP.
We have learned something about Mike Silver today that I don't know if any of our listeners or NFL fans wanted to know. And we just learned it takes less than 20 minutes for Mike Silver.
Remember the old stay in hotels? Remember the Spectravision where
right.
you had to get it done in 4:59. Otherwise, you got charged $8.95. It's simple mathematics.
For you millennials, now you're taking us back.
Now, for you millennials, this is pre-iPhone and pre-iPad.
Yes. This is before it was made to order on the internet.
You don't know how journalists like Mike struggled. It was a grind, man.
I had to write all night. I needed, you know, Sports Illustrated, man. Josh, true story, Josh Elliott, who worked with me at Sports Illustrated, went on to fame at Good Morning America. Yeah. Josh Elliott, they didn't let us write off in-room movies. He tried to write it off not as movies but as writing expenses because he felt that in order to be creative, he needed to get that $8.95.
Needed his muse.
Mike Silver, guys, NFL Network. What is it about this Sean McVay guy? What makes him so interesting?
He is a freak. He is special. He is Atlanta's own. I covered his grandpa when I broke in the league. John McVay was the 49er general manager when I started covering them at 23.
Right.
Great man. Everyone, you know, there are a lot of very, very promising young coaches, guys like Anthony Lynn, you know, that I would ride or die for, I think are awesome. Sean's different, though. He is a rare gem. I don't think there's going to be another one. I don't think there's been one. He is strategically brilliant. We know that. His grasp of the big picture is phenomenal, but he also has a personality that kind of seamlessly gets people fired up and on board.
Disciplinarian, though, right?
Sure, but he just communicates really well directly and enthusiastically. I know he works at it because it's important to him, but also if we were out with him in a bar, he would win that night and remember it all, even though he would have had many hey man ales.
Nice.
And you know, I know, like, Kyle Shanahan is also brilliant, but you know, Kyle and I would hang out and it would be great, but people don't know him that well might go, God, he's a little off-putting or he doesn't really want to talk to me. Sean would win that interaction too. He's a freak, and I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, he's a star. I said it the other night, opening night. Mike Silver, guys.
I mean, he's like Patrick Mahomes. I just think it's freakish.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. Follow him, guys, on Twitter at Mike Silver. Watch him on NFL Network. And, of course, and NFL Network's providing 8.5 hours of coverage, which is a lot.
And don't watch me on the big board of the Browns facility.
Yes, nobody wants to see that.
Especially if there's a hashtag DP.
Hey, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Cleveland Browns.
Love reading your stuff, big guy. Thanks for coming on, Mike.
You guys are fun.
Appreciate you, man. And check out our beer while you're here, all right, will you?
Where do I find it?
Everywhere.
Great answer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.